Adventures of Jungle Jim. Another complete episode in the story of a loyal American, soldier at large, Jungle Jim. Based on the characters in the thrilling action pictures of the same name that you find every Sunday in the Comic Weekly, and only in the Comic Weekly. Breakfast time on Sunday is adventure time, with such great favorites as the Lone Ranger, Flash Gordon, King of the Royal Mounted, the Phantom, Tim Tyler, and Prince Valiant. And say, if you want to chuckle along with your thrills, the Comic Weekly offers the antics of Blondie, Snuffy Smith, Skippy, Jiggs and Maggie and the Katzenjammer Kids. Over 24 of them. Think of it. The Comic Weekly comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Look for it this Sunday. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim and Kolu are in the Middle West, in a small city in Nebraska, to be exact. Eventually, they plan to reach San Francisco on their way back to the Orient. But right now, Jim is content to take things as they come. He and Kolu are watching a circus parade and enjoying themselves immensely.
Well, this certainly makes me feel like a kid again, Kolu. I haven't seen a circus parade in years.
Me like tiger, Tuan. Fine tiger.
You ought to know, Kolu. You're the expert on the big cats.
Maybe follow circus, Tuan. See tiger some more, huh?
Okay. Major Lane asked me to see a fellow at this circus today anyway. A fellow named Bailey.
Bailey. Funny name.
Not this country, Kolu. It's a funny request, though. Major Lane asked me to meet him in the prop room at 2:15. Said I'd know what it was all about when I met him. So come on. Their tents are pitched in that vacant lot across the street there. Follow me. Oh, excuse me, lady. Can we get through? Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, little girl. Come on, Kolu, this way. Well, let's get out of this crowd. That pet tiger of yours is probably around in back here.
It'd be much hot here, Tuan Jim.
Yeah, the sun beating down on this tent makes it feel like a jungle in here. Oh, there's your friend the tiger up ahead. Now, look out for those guy ropes. Don't break your neck.
Kolu, be careful.
Well, here we are, Kolu.
Fine tiger. Not belong here. Has been Kritza, Tuan.
Kritza? Torture? How could they torture a tiger?
This tiger, Kritza. Thirsty, starving, cage too small.
Oh, I guess they don't know any better, Kolu.
Kolu know better. Lak mora mem nihi ni krona.
Nichi bu. Yes. The tiger is lord of the jungle, and the jungle is older than man.
Should help tiger, Tuan.
Help him how?
Water bucket under cage.
Easy, Kolu.
Tiger need water. Kolu get it?
Okay, suit yourself. I think I'll mosey over and watch that gang of Korean acrobats work out.
Good one, Jim. Water not far. We'll come right back.
Well, hello, monkey. Oh, you did, huh? All the way from Sumatra. Yeah, sure. You bet it's a long trip. You know something, monk? There's something fishy about those Korean acrobats.
Hey, you. Get away from that tiger. Tiger thirsty.
Well, monk. Looks like Kolo's good turn got him in trouble.
Keep away from that tiger, I said. Tiger Kritza. You bad fellow.
Oh, bad fellow.
How's the handle of the animals you blasted a rust about?
Monkey, make man stop.
I wouldn't whip that fellow if I were you.
Leave me, brother, you would if you knew these natives like I do.
You're not boss. Tuan Jim, my boss.
I'll show you who's boss. Talk back to me, will you?
You put down whip, fight like man.
Why, you? Hey, Joe. Joe, come over here. Here. Lock this wise guy in the prop room till he learns who's boss around here.
Okay, boss, come on.
Take Hans away. Tuan Jim, help me.
Hey, what's Eddie keeps calling you, brother?
You tell me. You're the one who knows the natives.
Friend of yours, brother?
Tuan Jim.
Not me, brother. I never saw him before in my life.
Okay, Joe, get him out of here.
Right.
Tuan, why you talk Malacca? Why you talk crazy?
What's he yapping about?
I don't know. Take him away, Joe.
You not hurt Tiger no more. Tiger and me kill you plenty quick.
Well, that's over.
Who is that fellow?
One of the rustabouts.
I can't keep track of them. They all look alike.
Have much trouble with that tiger?
You have to treat him.
Say, is it good for him to keep poking him in the ribs that way?
Search me. It makes me feel better every time I do it. Shut up, you. Well, I got things to do, brother. You know, we don't allow visitors back here.
Well, I'm not exactly a visitor. I'm looking for the owner.
Who, Horton? Know him?
Never saw him. But a fellow on the train told me Mr. Horton would find some new capital mighty welcome right now.
New capital? You'd like to invest a little money in the circus, huh?
I'd like to talk to him about it, at least.
Well, now that's easy, brother. I'm Horton.
Oh. Well, Bradley's my name. Jim Bradley.
How do you... Pipe down, you pest. Now, look, Bradley, how much money do you figure you'll put into my show?
Oh, don't rush me. After all, I don't know anything about circuses, except that I like them.
Well, I'll tell you why I made it point blank. There's a young geezer here named Bailey. He's a scout from the big show that's playing up at Lincoln this week.
Bailey, huh?
Yeah, and he's mighty interested in some of my acts.
Which ones?
Oh, them Korean acrobats, for one.
Uh-huh. I had my eye on them myself, Mr. Horton.
Now, of course, I don't control that act, you see. They got no contract.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're on their own.
Well, what about this tiger? He must be pretty valuable.
Yeah, you bet he is, Bradley. Sometimes, though, I'd like to give him away, the devil. Just look at him.
Well, he certainly got it in for somebody.
Yeah, he's got it in for me. Now, he'd love to sink those fangs into me.
You're right. I'd hate to see him get the chance.
Don't worry, you won't. I've got his number. Watch this.
Oh, don't poke him anymore with that sharp.
You see that? Him and me, we understand each other.
You must have spent some time in the Far East, Mr. Horton.
Yeah, that's right. How'd you know?
That silver belt buckle you're wearing.
Huh?
Oriental, isn't it?
Yeah. Ever seen one before?
Just once.
Oh, yeah? Where was it?
In an ice cream factory on Long Island, believe it or not.
Uh-huh. Now, about this money you want to invest, Bradley.
Excuse me, Mr. Horton. But I'm kind of worried about this tiger of yours.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, maybe that roustabout was right. Maybe he is thirsty.
You think so? Well, I'll give him some water. Now, here. There's a nice full bucket of it that fella brought.
Boy, he is thirsty. Look at him waiting for it.
Well, he's gonna get it now.
Hey, what you throwing his face for?
Oh, boy. Hey, is he mad now?
I don't blame him. Here, you. Take this bucket and get this animal some drinking water.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on there, Bradley.
What's going on over here, Mr. Horton? I never heard such a racket.
Oh, just having a little fun with his big cat, Mr. Bailey.
Big? Oh, you mean this tiger?
It all depends upon what you call fun.
Oh, this here's Mr. Bradley. He's interested in my circus, too.
Oh, that's so. Mind if I ask just what your interest is, Mr. Bradley?
Well, not at all. A matter of fact, it isn't very definite.
Bradley is taking a shine to this tiger of mine. Ain't that right?
Yes, he's a fine animal. But to tell you the truth, I'd kind of like to talk to the fellow who brought that water to him.
Huh?
He seemed to know his stuff about this tiger.
That's easy. He's right over here. Just come along with me.
Mind if I tag along?
Well, not me.
I'm glad to have you.
Now, gents, let's get this thing settled. Honest Mike Horton, that's me. Here are my cards right on the table.
Fair enough.
Now, the fact is, this show today is liable to be my last.
Things are that bad, are they?
Yeah. Most of my equipment's been legally attached. I can't pay off the sheriff's lien.
You're certainly frank about it, Mr. Horton.
Well, I gotta be, Bailey. I can't even afford the license fee to give a performance tonight.
That means that after today's matinee, your outfit will have to break up.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're going to move, gentlemen, move fast.
Yeah, looks like we got here just in time at
that. Well, here's the proper room right here. I told Joe to bring that rustab. Yeah, there he is.
Why is he tied up like that?
Well, he kind of got out of hand.
Is he all right?
He's unconscious.
Here, give him a shot of this.
One. Punching.
He'll be all right. I'll just cut these ropes off him.
I never told him to tie him up like that.
Kolo, can you hear me?
Better now, Tuan.
Kolo? Tuan? Thought you didn't know him.
That's what I wanted you to think. I'm sorry I had to let him whip you, Kolo. But I had to play a lone hand till Bailey got here.
Whip make noise, not make hurt.
You see, Kolo, he's got one of those silver buckles from that Wana tribe temple bell.
Huh?
What's that?
Yes, Tuan. Not see before.
What is this anyway?
This? Why, Horton, this is the showdown. I don't know what your racket is, but that belt buckle tells me Uncle Sam can figure it out.
You're crazy.
Not exactly. You see, I'm speaking for Uncle Sam.
Huh? I was wondering why Major Lane asked me to meet you here today, Bailey. I didn't think you were a circus man.
I'm not. But I can tell you what Horton's racket is.
What am I supposed to be, a spy or something?
No, you're not smart enough. All you do is put a fourth-rate circus like this together. Some of your performers are enemy agents, like those 20 Japs you call Korean acrobats.
What?
You make the circus so bad it has to go broke and break up. By that time, the enemy agents are safely in this country.
Oh, so that's it. Quite a patriot, aren't you, Horton?
All right, never mind the speeches. And don't move any of you.
He has a gun.
It's no use, Horton. There are 12 of my men outside.
Well, thanks for the tip. Now, you try to follow me and I'll blow you through the clouds. Hey, Rube! Hey, Rube!
Come on, Bailey.
Wait.
Why?
That's my men signaling. Let's go.
Now, don't move, Bailey. I warn you.
Get those Japs, boys. I'll take care of Horton.
He get you?
In the wrist.
Give me that gun.
Look, Twan.
He's over among the animal cages.
Huh?
I'm coming after you, Horton. That's 5 shots you used up. You've only got 1 left.
You'll never get me.
We'll see.
Watch him. You go through near cage.
Horton, keep away from that tiger, you fool. He can reach out and claw you to ribbons.
You don't scare me, Bradley.
I'm not trying to. Look behind you, man.
Keep away. This tiger can't do anything.
Look, Horton. Tiger grab man by throat.
Oh, look at that. I guess that tiger did understand him, Kolo.
Bad sight, Twan.
Come on, Kolo. Can't help Horton now.
Twan Jim.
Yes, Kolo?
Kolo get belt buckle, make pair.
And that's not a bad idea. That's 2 out of 6 that Chiano fellow said were in existence. Maybe we'll run into the rest of them someday.
Bradley, that tiger, raking his claws across Horton's throat. That's pretty horrible punishment, even for a man that low.
Yeah, but Horton got what he deserved, Bailey. After all, the only justice that tiger knows is the justice of the jungle.
Tiger Jab? That's loud.
That's Donald Duck telling you he likes Jungle Jim, too. You'll find still other adventures of Jungle Jim in this Sunday's Comic Weekly. The Comic Weekly makes 17 million Americans happy every week. Why not join
them? That's my assistant.
Donald Duck says to remind you that he and Mickey Mouse can be found in the Comic Weekly. And Little Orphan Annie, Blondie, The Lone Ranger, The Phantom, all together over 2 dozen of your comic strip favorites. The many great Hearst and other Sunday papers bring you the Comic Weekly this Sunday and every Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the words Comic Weekly on the top of the front page. And join us again next week for another complete radio adventure starring Jungle Jim.